No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm back with Blatina. You guys did not see my previous interview with her, so just let's just throw that out there, is that we did this already, but it was an exposed interview, and now we're really podcasting.
Yeah, I like this though. This is more like interacting.
Yeah, it's more in depth, more personal, more like we're just, you know, sitting down, broing down.
Right, chilling.
I'm in kind of a weird position because I'm kind of sick today, so I feel like, you know, I need like the guest to sort of bring up a little. Wow, I don't think anyone's ever done that, but I really respect that.
We gotta see.
Where do you get a bedazzled red rag? Like, it's got all kinds of.
It's
like,
hard, right?
It is hard.
You see, he's dancing.
I wish I was in a gang just looking at that. My favorite thing about the exposed interview that we did was that you busted out Blassicle. You said, like, I'm not listening to Blassicle music or something. Like, you just said it so casual, and I thought it was, like, the funniest thing I'd ever heard.
I would just say hella shit, right? That shit was so funny. When you told me that the audio had went out.
I was so bummed.
That was, like, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That was, like, 4 months ago. He's talking about, pull up. We're gonna do another one.
I know, and I felt so guilty because I know that you had your hair like all crazy extra'd out, and then you had your makeup professionally done, and like, being that I have a girlfriend and I know what goes into that, I was like, geez, that sucks.
I'm not gonna lie, I spent like
a couple $100
like a rack plus on the hair and makeup.
Wow.
And I didn't even get to buy a fit. I just had to throw something together.
Really?
Yeah.
But see, now we're low key. You got your yes. real hair showing, you got a hoodie on, jeans.
Glasses. I'm chilling, really. This is more chill. I like this. I was gonna do the most, like getting dressed, and I was like, man, fuck that shit.
Well, I mean, that's like the decision that you have to make as a female rapper is like, do you want to be a gangster or do you want to be a little hottie?
I mean, I could do both, really.
Right, definitely.
But like, it's just when you just like be chilling, like, you can still give off a certain image and not have to do the most.
Right, and you're a very like good personality. This is the kind of podcast I like to do, is somebody who's like, you know, popping young new rapper, but then you also can talk. A lot of people can't talk worth a shit.
Yeah. Don't be having nothing to say. Just hella drama.
So hit us with your background info, where you're from and all that stuff. That's why we had to wait 4 months to do this again, is because I wanted to be able to forget.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So I could come from a more genuine place.
I was angry on Twitter. I'm like, man, this man be capping on me.
Are you verified on Twitter?
No.
I probably didn't see it then. I'm like that. I only check the verified tab.
Oh, I mean shit.
I'm a piece of shit.
I'll be verified soon.
No, it's definitely coming, yeah.
But
really, they're misogynistic because they haven't done it yet. Sexist. They hate women.
That's true.
Okay, tell us about your roots, where you're coming from.
I am from Clay County, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
That's south of Atlanta. Some people consider it Atlanta just because it's really like one highway. Not that far to get you to Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm from Clay County. I was born in Atlanta. I was back and forth Atlanta, Clay County. So I'll claim both. But, you know, I'm Clay County for sure, 100 all day.
Okay, and so what was your upbringing like?
Clay County is the worst jail to be in. It's just hella hot. Like, it's a good area. Like, there's good areas, but, like, you got to go to, like, the country, like, all the country-ass people, uh-huh. like, big-ass houses with just hella green grass around them. But, like, I'm from Clay County, like, Lovejoy, that's a part of Clay County.
Okay.
That's, like, the hood, I guess. I don't really like to name stuff like that. Cause
the first thing you said about it was that the jail is really bad. It's like, how old were you when you first saw the prison?
You said what?
The jail.
Clay County Jail? Well, thankfully for me, I never got, like, booked. Like, and I had to go, like, to the jail. But, like, just the holding cell was fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Like, everything there fucked up. Like, I had all my partners been in, locked up. It was at one point they didn't even get to get no type of commissary. And just because the guy, Victor Hill, fuck Victor Hill. And just because he had a, like, he's a racist man, crazy, he just shut down the whole commissary.
Really?
They'd be like shutting off the phones for like days at a time. You can't talk to your partner. You can't
just
talk
to fuck with people or what?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, just to fuck with them.
So were you always a bad kid?
No, I wasn't.
It's a loaded question because it like insinuates that you are a bad kid right now. I feel like if you're a rapper, you're kind of a bad kid, right?
I mean, shit, something went wrong.
Okay, but what were your parents trying to raise you like before you ended up becoming a murderous gangbanger?
You're so funny. Okay, so I'm from, okay, Clayton County, Southside. We got that. I just had to make sure it's stamped, you know?
I just want to say this is my first time ever wearing a spiked hoodie, and now the spikes are tapping the headphones, and it's giving this weird noise. I'm not ready for it. That was mind-blowing.
Spikes, that's hard.
I feel like Death by Romy or some sort of goth teenager.
I fuck with her, too. She should be showing hella love. I fuck with her. Yeah. I be showing her love, too.
I fuck with her, too, but as soon as I put this hoodie on, I felt like I looked like her. I wanted to draw the streaks coming down from my eyes and everything.
Man, you know we talking about.
Throw some big, tall boots on.
Bro, she's hard, dog. Fuck with her.
She's not, like, so popular that everybody's going to know what we're talking about, but they're probably going to have to all go look into it.
Yeah, Death by Romy. Go check her out.
She's lit.
She be showing love, too.
Okay, but so your parents?
Okay, so I don't like talking about this, but so it was just my mom. It wasn't, my father wasn't involved till like, I was six. So after that, it was just my mama. And, like, you know, when you see your mama alone at one point, you want to just be, like, the good. You know, you don't want to cause no trouble. My older brother already bad as hell. Mm. My little brother bad as fuck. It's two more kids under my little brother, so it's five of us in total.
Right.
So, you know, I'm the girl. I'm the oldest girl. So I'm not trying to be, like, apply pressure to my mother. You know, you want to be a good kid. You don't want to see your mama cry. So, yeah, I mean, when I was in elementary school, I was, like, good. I always had a problem with talking back and having an attitude, though.
Mm.
That's one thing that's ugly about me.
I can see that.
I be talking crazy to my teachers, my Uber drivers, anybody.
Podcasters.
I be talking crazy.
You were always like that? Is that behavioral issues or what?
Yeah, they would always call my mama. Like, she talking again, won't be quiet. Like,
but, so was your mom just too busy to really give a shit?
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, we would get home, of course, you'll get disciplined, you know, like, my mama wasn't no, like, crazy over the top, like, she'll fuck around and pull up to the school.
Mm.
I'd just be talking my shit, there she go.
Right.
I'm gonna be quiet.
She'll pull up and defend you or oh, yeah, pull up to punish you?
Oh, yeah, if I'm, like, I always went to, like, racist schools.
Really?
Yeah, because when I was younger, like, Clayton County wasn't as, I don't know, like, it was just hella racist. The white folks, not to offend you.
No, it's okay. I'm only loosely white.
But the white folks, yeah, they was racist. So, like, let's say they'll say some shit like, oh, this is not your country. You don't got to be here.
Mm.
I'll say some shit back, and they'll try to suspend me or do some other extra shit. My mom would come up to the school and just pop her shit.
What is your ethnicity, technically?
I'm Mexican.
Full Mexican?
Yeah.
Nice. Which is that common in Atlanta or the suburbs of or the outskirts of Atlanta?
Mexicans, yeah.
Really?
Is we out there?
Because I lived in like outside Boston and New York and shit, and it's like if somebody was Hispanic, they were probably Puerto Rican for a long time.
Yeah.
Then you move to California, and it's like if they're Hispanic, there's 90% chance they're Mexican.
Yeah, it's crazy. We everywhere though.
We everywhere.
We everywhere.
Do you identify heavily as Mexican? Was that like a big element in your upbringing, your family?
Yeah, like for the most part, yeah. I mean, my father's mixed with more stuff, but I don't like talk about my father. Rest in peace to him.
Really, he passed.
But yeah, so my father was actually murdered.
At what age?
I didn't find out until I was like 12, 13.
Oh, so it happened when you were real young.
Yeah, but I didn't see my father since I was like 5. So imagine from 5 to 14 thinking all that time you're going to grow up one day and go find him and everything going to be green and rainbows and you just find out some shit like that.
But he was murdered? Was he in the streets?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you not know that until later when you...
Yeah, like, I didn't understand it. I was really young. He was my best friend, though. But he was, like, in it heavy.
Wow.
Like, in the streets. But you would never think so. Like, you know, he portrays such a, like, good, happy, positive image. Like, I would never assume.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So was there, okay, so tell me a little bit more. Like, as you get older and stuff, was there, like, a certain point where you started to sort of transform into an adult and, like, take on different hobbies, start rapping, or, like, how'd that go?
It happened because, like, so not more so I wanted to be independent, but, you know, just shit wasn't right at home.
Mm.
Like, we know my mama was just going through her own stuff. I got an older brother. He was, like, bad as fuck. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I guess you could say in the streets. You know, he wasn't out there, like, robbing and killing, you know, but he was out there, you know, affiliated with all the drugs, you know, doing shit he wasn't supposed to do.
And what was the problem? Was the problem just that your mom just had too much and too many kids to deal with. Yeah,
it was five of us, and then imagine like two, like, okay, so my older brother Gio and then my younger brother Diego, bad as fuck. My little brother was doing shit I ain't even know about it till like last year.
Really? And I mean, let's be real. It's like, you're the girl, like, you getting in trouble is a little bit less consequential than what they were probably getting into.
Hell no. Nah. I was getting in hell of trouble.
You were just as bad.
When I started smoking weed, my mama took me to the hospital, got my blood drawn, had me take a pee test at the hospital.
Just to make sure you were really smoking
marijuana.
To make sure you weren't smoking Reggie. She's right. Like, test this child's blood. We want to make sure she's not on no mid.
Not on no mid, right. She was hella disappointed.
my daughter needs to smoke tough.
Nah, but my little brother was out there smoking, doing all types of shit, perks, Adderall. I'm like, what the fuck? What you know about this shit? My older brother always smoked. He put us on, really.
Really?
Yeah, we always all smoked together.
Were you getting fucked up when you were young, too? I think I remember we talked about perks last time.
He's so funny.
Maybe off camera, I don't know.
Oh, nah, but that's crazy because Perk is considered a hard drug. Like, it's a pill, you know, something you get addicted to.
Definitely. People are scratching under the bridge and shit off that shit.
Oh, God. Like, I was smoking, doing perks, you know, like maybe a Zen every now and then. But what's crazy is I never started drinking till I came to L.A.
That is how crazy this world is that a lot of people end up getting fucked up off Zans and perks and shit before they ever really start drinking.
Yeah, and I lived with my grandfather my senior year in high school, and he had bottles everywhere, and it never, like, crossed my mind to be like, I wonder how it would feel to be drunk. Because the perk was just chilling, so I never really cared.
No calories.
And, you know, like, that's the year that, you know, bitches be getting drunk and all fucked up, you know, like your senior year, you know, after prom, you go to get fucked up. I wasn't doing none of that shit.
God, that shit is so crazy. If I had a kid, I'd be so scared of him going to parties with all these bitches getting blackout drunk and shit. You're asking for it. You're asking to get accused of something or pulled, wrapped up in something.
No, like, I never, like, knew, like, the real consequences of, like, getting blacked out drunk and then waking up the next day, like, what happened? And then realizing that somebody took advantage of you, but in the process, you know, like, you're not fighting or you're agreeing to it, but you don't even know.
You had that situation?
Yeah.
Really?
That was my first time in LA at a big ass house party. I got so blacked out drunk, Henny, Ciroc, tequila, like Jameson. I was doing all, I'm just having fun and I'm little. So in the moment, it's not hitting me, but it's just one point in the party I blacked out.
Right.
I had no idea what was going on.
Damn. And so you just wake up and you're just like,
damn. Yeah, I wake up and then the girl that used to be part of my team, she told me, she was like, you know, like, so-and-so is saying this. Do you remember that? And I'm like, what? Hell no, I don't remember that.
You said she used to be part of your team. Is that because of the situation that she's not? Or
a little bit. Really? I don't really trust them no more. They took it to the wrong level. Like, made me feel like I was like some type of hoe or something. I'm not saying that nothing so bad or crazy at the party happened. You know, I got gangbanged or, you know, they ran a train on me. No, not no shit like that.
There's that feeling of being out of control. And, like, I mean, that's the worst feeling. You wake up and you had like a Xanax night and you don't know what the fuck happened, but you know that it's some shit that you probably want to know about.
Right. Yeah, even off of Xanax is like really the same thing.
Xanax is worse than alcohol for me. Yeah, I could drink and like not get blackout drunk. Actually, almost never get blackout drunk when I drink because I don't really drink like that anymore. But when I used to do Xanax, I'd like wake up every fucking time, like really confused about what happened the night before.
Scared as shit. Like a homeboy of mine killed somebody off of Xanax, woke up the next day in jail, didn't know what was happening.
Really?
Lost his fuck. They telling him, you was in here for murder.
Imagine that.
And he like, God. What? That's it, crazy.
That is crazy. Don't you feel like you should be able to get off on that? It's like pleading insanity. You should be able to plead Xan. Xanarchy.
But I mean, people take it the same, like alcohol. Like, you can't blame the alcohol. But like, I don't know. It's just different. Like,
hey, you might not be able to claim in a court of law, but, you know, in reality.
In reality, it makes sense. Like, you blacked out drunk and you make a decision you are not aware of. Like,
Definitely.
There's no telling, like, what can happen.
Right. So what would...
I chilled on drinking. Like, after that, I was chilling. I would get drunk in my house, you know, get drunk with my homegirls, but I was not getting blacked out.
How did you start rapping? What led you to that choice?
I always wanted to rap. I've been telling my mama since I was younger, when I dropped my first mixtape, I promise you, you're going to be rich. I ain't even dropped the mixtape yet, yeah.
Who put the battery in your back? Who told you you need to start rapping?
Me. I was very like, I'm a weird person. I like to be alone, but I like to be around people. Like, I don't want to like give myself a title like I'm weird, because you know, people take that shit to the heart. Oh, she's not weird. She's just trying to be weird. Like, so I don't really like to say that, but I was always different. You could say that.
Yeah, an artistic side.
Yes, always.
Were you not in touch with it because you were surrounded by all these family members and all this craziness and you weren't really able to pursue that?
Yeah, like when I was a little ass girl, I remember like, you know, hearing beats in the car. Not beats, but like hearing songs and then like making up my own song over it. Or like at the end of a song, you know, when just the beat play for like a little couple seconds, start saying my own shit.
Right.
I always wanted to make my own clothes. Not like self-promo, but like, this mine.
It is.
It's simple, but it's you know.
I would rock a Sad Girls Club hoodie for sure.
I like wearing it.
I like that, yeah.
You know, it's simple. This is just a sample too, but you know, like I always was very creative. Always writing. I did poetry when I was in elementary school, fourth and fifth grade.
Really?
In competitions, yeah.
Did you ever feel like there was anybody who really like facilitated you being creative, or was it the kind of thing where your life was so hectic and shit that people didn't really, didn't get a chance to really pursue that?
The struggle made me creative. You know, you want an outlet to stuff. You want, I'm a writer. I like to write out my feelings. I got journals at home. I done, you know, it's just a lot of stuff. It's not good to keep stuff in. That's where a lot of people like mess up at. You know, they have so much inside pain, internal pain, you know. So I felt like that was a gateway.
Definitely.
For me, rapping. I used to sit in my room, look up beats, and just be writing.
Definitely. Did you feel like it was, wait, is that offensive? Like what I said about just like assuming that there had to be like a dude that like kind of put you on to like what it was to be a rapper?
Cause
I feel like with most women who rap,
I mean,
it's a little bit of a story like that.
My flow and stuff definitely inspired by, you know, male rappers. That's, you know, like there's obviously like some female rappers that I look up to, but you know, they're their own.
Not that many.
I mean, yeah, not that. I mean, like, it's a couple, though. It's a few.
There's a bunch of dope female rappers right now and who are actually doing well and are popular. And to be honest, that was not a thing until the past couple of years.
Yeah. Like, really, I'm honestly thinking within, like, the last 2 years, there's not been this many female rappers.
Hell, yeah.
Like, I'm blessed to have been able to get in the time I did.
Definitely.
Because regardless, even though I'm not a million followers on Instagram and like selling out shows, people know who I am. You know, not even on no cocky shit, because I'm very humble. People know who I am though.
Yeah.
And it's because I came in at the time I did, which was like, you know, a certain era.
What kind of female rapper though do you feel like, or is it hard for you to, and have you gone through that struggle of figuring out exactly like what your identity was going to be, or like how you were going to present yourself?
I felt very pressured because like I feel like they, like, you know, the social media give off a certain image of how you have to look to succeed. And, you know, I felt kind of, you know, down a little bit because I'm like, I don't look like that. I'm not 5'4 with big ass and big titties and, you know, like, what are people going to look at me for, you know?
Because you're kind of like a tough type chick, but then it's not like you're like butch or anything. I'm gonna sit here and like objectify you, but you know, you're pretty. You're right. Like, you know, you're, but you're also, you have a red rag on the microphone.
Right.
A little bit of both.
So it's like, yeah, it's a little bit of both, but like, it was hard to first start rapping because like a lot of my male friends was like, didn't take it seriously. They're like, you're not trying to rap for real. Like, you know, they was hearing all the bitches that's coming out now. They're like, you're not trying to rap for real. Like, you playing. So I really just went ghost on everybody and dropped my first song, I Can. And within the fourth day of it being on YouTube and getting like 10 to 15,000 views a day, Worldstar was like, let me put it on our channel.
They hit you up.
Specifically, Gio.
Gio, shout out to Gio.
Shout out to Gio. He's a real one.
You know your industry when you know all the Worldstar employees by name.
He believed in me for sure.
Really? That's
awesome.
And
he's Hispanic, too. He's Hispanic. You know, he showed of course they're going to show love too, you know?
Right.
Mi gente.
Let's be real. Is there any, like, how much of your Mexicanness comes through in your music?
I might say a couple bars in Spanish every now and then. I have songs in Spanish, you know, like, I'm talking about, like, on the whole other spectrum of the music fucking graph, whatever the fuck
Tati,
it's called.
Tati style songs?
Yeah, like, fucking Ozuna type shit. Like, I have some shit like that in the vault.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why it's hard, because, like, I'm, you know, like, people perceive an image of you regardless of who you are. People never gonna know who you really are. Mm. It's always what people think, you know?
Yeah, and you are part of, like, multiple different, like, identity groups that in rap have been emerging but are not, like, fully fleshed out as, like, obvious things. Like, you know, we're currently going through, like, the Hispanic or Latino, like, revolution in, like, hip-hop music, yeah, as well as, like, the female revolution in music, it feels like.
Yeah, of course. Like, I like how people look at me right now, you know, like, I don't want to give off, oh, I'm gangsta, I'll beat a bitch up. Like, I don't care about that. I know what I'll do at the end of the day. Mm. I know what I'm ready to get down with, get shit breaking. I know, like, as long as you know within yourself, it don't matter what nobody say.
You beat a lot of girls up in your life?
Yes.
Okay.
My first fight, I was like 13. I fought like a 17-year-old girl who was on meth.
Like, fighting somebody on meth is tough. I fought a meth head one time and it was rough.
It's hard. They strong as fuck.
Yeah.
That bitch was strong.
They're working with a level of energy that you don't have access to. Like, you're just over here as a human being and they're over here supercharged. They're like an X-Man.
Being 13, 14, like, it was crazy. Like, it was crazy. That's when I knew. I was like, okay, so my first fight was like in first grade. Mm. This girl told me she was gonna steal my little boyfriend. I'm like, oh really? Okay. So I pulled up the next day on the bus. I was like, turn around. Just start pulling her hair, smack the shit out of her.
Turn around.
You know how the buses be like this? I'm sitting here like this. I'm like, turn around.
Right,
like,
right.
That's hella ugly, but.
Oh, my God.
She never came back on the bus either.
Really?
I felt really bad.
We're staying away from Blatina.
I moved.
How did you end up with that name?
Blatina? It means bloody Latina.
Okay. You thought that up, or did somebody else come to you with it?
No, I thought that up. I thought that up for sure. Yeah. But some people have told me that Latina also means black and Latina.
Well, that makes sense.
And some people always tell me, I'm like, no, I mean bloody Latina.
I mean, we always say Blasian.
Yeah.
Blatino.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It makes sense to me. I don't like, you know, I don't trip on no girl who has, because there's girls who have Latina as their name. But I'm not going to sit there and be like, bitch, change your name. Like,
you didn't think about being a doll, Latino doll?
No, never.
That's a funny ass name right
I
there.
I changed my name to Lil Honey at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You were trying to sexualize yourself? Like, let's get cuter.
I wanted to be like a Lil. I'm like, man, I want to be a Lil some. Right. I can't be Lil Blatina. If I'm be Blatina, I'm Big Blood Latina. You feel me?
Right.
So I had to relax. I changed my Instagram name, Lil Honey, like one day. I was like, I'm tripping.
You were probably off a Zan.
A perk.
So did you become a Blood because of 6ix9ine? Okay, how'd you become a Blood?
Ain't nobody come nothing because 6ix9ine. Is 6ix9ine even the Blood? Like,
I don't know. There's got to be a whole generation of kids who are influenced to start.
Who definitely are influenced. I be having all types of bitches talking the language. That's Blood language.
Mm.
I be having bitches saying bull, typing with K's instead of C's. All in my comments, you'll see all the girls. I'm not going to get offended to it, but.
I found myself doing it a little bit too. I'm like, change that CK to a CC real quick just to let them know.
No, I remember one time I posted a picture. I was like, what's your favorite food? And you commented some funny shit. But
what
you
did I say? I forget.
I don't remember, but you had put a B instead of a
Basserole.
C. You put some funny
shit. Something like that. Anyway, where did that come from? Was that something that you were around growing up?
Yeah, for sure. My uncle Blood. I grew up around my uncle a lot, too. So, you know, he just kind of... And I was always kicking it with them.
Mm.
My uncle was always around Bloods. And... always around the gang, you know, and since it was just so much hectic, you know, my mama was working all the time, you know, we got to be at the house and, you know, kick it with my uncle or he always either stayed by himself or my grandmother. So, you know, we would go to our grandmother's house a lot. He would just have the whole gang there, and they're like all my uncles. Always showed out, you know, always showed love, protected me. It was nothing like out of context. Like,
so do you feel like you're sort of like putting on for the element that you were raised around?
Yeah, like, because people be telling me, like, they be trying to press me, like, oh, ain't no such thing as Mexican blood, but it is, though. Mm. Little do you know, it is. It's a lot of them everywhere. It's a lot of us everywhere.
Right. I feel like in L.A., things are very different in terms of, like, the gang politics and shit. They might not be used to Mexican bloods out here, but that shit is worldwide.
Yeah, we everywhere. It's Mexican Crips, Mexican GDs, Mexican, all that. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be an ethnicity that's... or different.
So who else has like kind of looked out for you in terms of the music industry and everything, or like helped you out with getting your career off the ground?
Definitely my first videographer. His name is Ken XL. Mm-hmm. He shot I Can, Travel Band, No Rap Cap, all for free, all because he believed in me though.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. He believed in me. He definitely played a role in where I'm at because I am.
Right.
And
it's tough to get going if you don't have anybody sort of.
Yeah, like he heard my song. My shit had hit like a couple hundred thousand on SoundCloud. He was like, why you don't got no video? I'm like, I don't have no money.
Right.
You know, it was just something I did out of fun because people was just talking all this shit. My shit still was playing on SoundCloud every day, getting thousands of plays.
Right.
Shit was crazy. It was unbelievable to me.
That's how you kind of came into it, is that you felt like you were sort of flexing or proving yourself to the people that were around you or hating on you?
Yeah, at first it was definitely trying to prove people wrong. Now it's just for myself, you know. I'm not rushing my success. I'm chilling, you know, like I just dropped a video like maybe a month ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's all about being consistent, but like, you know, anticipation and making sure what you drop next is better than what you already have dropped. Mm-hmm.
Did you sign to a label or?
I'm independent.
You are?
Yep.
Okay. Have you had all those meetings and everything?
Yeah, I have meetings with every label you could think of.
You're not feeling it?
No.
Why not?
I just rather stay independent, show people I could do it, mm-hmm. give people hope.
Really?
I mean, you could do this, really. It's a lot of people who are independent and are rich and don't care about music. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to name drop because that's ugly, but I know artists who are independent, have their money, have their house, take care of their family, and really didn't care about music no more. Mm. And
yeah, it's crazy because it's like if you really are good and smart and you're able to build a team and you're able to put all those pieces together yourself, then you don't really need a label. The problem is that most people are stupid and need a label.
My manager is my fucking, like, I don't even know what to call it. Like, he's like, laid it all out for me. Like, he's like my right hand.
Right.
That's my right hand man.
It's just crazy to think how many people get into the game and they don't know shit and they end up making tons of consequential mistakes that affect them for so many years just because they don't really know.
Nah, he's like on my side 100%. He's trying to make me the best. I'd be on his ass. I'd be like, I want to drop. I want to shoot a video. I want to do this. I want to do that. He'd be like, you just got to wait. Young grasshopper.
He calls you that?
You gotta wait. Yeah, we be talking. He be talking all type of blood shit. He's so funny.
Right.
Shout out Jay Mogul.
Damn. Shout out Jay Mogul. How do you feel about having guns in your videos?
I don't really see it as no type of. I don't think nobody should take no offense to it. I just feel like if you really with the shit, you could do it. You know, mm-hmm. if you really having guns, you really tone the strap, you can have it in your video. Don't matter how many is in there. Mm-hmm. But if you're not really on that shit, why would you have a strap in your video?
Right, but there's probably a lot of people who have guns in videos that is literally the only time they've ever touched a gun.
It's hella people who are big and famous off of rapping about guns, hitting licks, ain't never did shit in their life. Mm. So, I mean, at this point, guns are just props. It's really nothing to it.
But you're coming from Atlanta where everybody got a gun and it's no big deal.
Everybody got straps. Yeah. It's nothing to find a strap in Atlanta.
If you're in New York and you have a gun in the video, it's kind of like, whoa, because like New York gun laws are way tighter.
I'm still towing the strap in New York. Everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, everywhere. Like, it's LA's kind of slick, strict with the gun laws too.
Yeah, but not as gnarly as New York.
Yeah.
In New York, nobody can get a gun. Like, not nobody, but it's like nobody legally can, like, have a gun. Like, I got to have my gun on me right now, and it's okay because I'm in L.A. and in my own business. The only problem in L.A. is moving around with it.
Right. Nah, in Atlanta, it's definitely more easier. I have the strap in my book bag or in my purse. You wouldn't even know. I'm just walking around fucking Walmart or some shit. I'm have. Oh yeah, in Atlanta, it's up in Atlanta.
You ever shoot up a Walmart?
No.
For deals? For falling prices?
I done took shit out of Walmart.
Me too.
But I ain't never shot up no Walmart.
Not robbed it?
No, I remember taking shit. My mama was locked up at one point, and we ain't have nothing in the house. Me and my brother would walk to the Walmart with big-ass clothes, big-ass book bags, stuff that shit with hella food, hella clothes. And
with your
out.
Mom?
No, my mom was in jail.
Oh, okay. But with your other family members?
Yeah.
Wow. I used to have a jig at Walmart where you go in. Somebody put me on this. I did it one time. I was fucking scared to do it again. You go in. They were like, you got to get like these bottles of vitamins or like anything in that section. And then you go to the pharmacy area and you return them. And you just say, boom, return this. And they'll give you cash for it.
Oh, yeah. That's the jig.
And I got like $50. It was the best $50 I ever made.
And then what you could also do, well, I mean, it's a busted jig now. But we used to, my homegirl, she used to have people go to the Walmart for her, return shit, put on the gift card, and then go to the self-checkout, cash back from the gift card, and you would get your cash back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the jug busted now, though. You're not getting no cash back from no Walmart gift card now, but
right.
Before it was. Or this is hella ugly to talk about, but I mean, shit, your struggle
air
make
it
you.
Out. This is what the people want.
No, like, I remember, but you could take shit, like, if you would find something that costs like a dollar, or you know, like in a cake section that costs 99 cents, you would just take, rip the little sticker off and put that bitch on something that costs $100 and just scan that hoe. No I used problem. To work at Walmart and steal the little stickers and still be jugging out of Walmart.
Right, yeah. Like you can't, for me, I'm the type of person where I could never work somewhere without constantly just thinking about how I was going to rip them off.
Mm-mm, that was my last job. I have a picture. I still have a screenshot of my, I'm saying, you know what? Fuck this shit. Like, I'm finna rap for real. I was a cake decorator at Walmart.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever get asked to make a cake for a gay couple and you refused?
No.
You were down?
I'm, pro all of that.
Okay, good. Me too.
I'm not anti nothing. Live your best life. LGBTQ.
I still feel though, like if you own a fucking cake shop and you're a homophobe, then fuck it. You shouldn't have to make a fucking cake for them.
I mean, shit, really, people can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Who are we to tell anybody?
That's facts. Are you 100% heterosexual? Okay, I think I remember this from the last interview, too.
You be shooting these big-ass words, be having me having to think real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, wait,
okay,
what
let me rephrase. Is you gay?
No, I'm not gay.
Okay.
But my first, I first dated a girl in middle school.
Really? That was before you dated dudes, you were dating a girl?
Yeah, her name was Mariah.
Mariah. Carrie?
No.
Okay.
That's crazy. I still remember her name. I mean, that's kind of like something. I mean, your first relationship is a girl.
Oh, yeah. My first relationship was a girl for sure. Really, all of them.
A duh.
I don't read gay to you?
No.
Well, at least I got that going for me.
Mm-mm. You be doing your own thing.
Yeah, I'm all fucked up.
Everybody, you just got to let you do whatever you do. I went on Twitter and I was like, why Adam22 be capping so hard? And they all started talking shit. I'm like, I'm talking about the interview. I don't know what y'all got personally going on with him.
Oh, you said that and then people started saying shit to you? Oh, God, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. I'm like, y'all got some personal problems with him. I'm talking about why he ain't did my interview yet.
I'm here for the shit talk. I don't think I saw that, though.
I got to look at it.
I'm going to go fucking research. I'm going to look through months of your Twitter to find that.
No, it was like the other day.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So it should be easy.
It was like the other day. Oh, God. I just add you.
I have weird shit written down, like, from my notes that I wrote for you, like, 5 months ago that I don't even remember anymore. But I wrote down, fake ID. Were you lying about your age? And I don't know what that refers to exactly.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
You never asked me that in my last interview.
I didn't? So you never had like a thing where you had, do you ever have a fake ID?
I did have a fake ID at one point, but that was like to buy alcohol, you know, like not no shit to just.
No terrorism.
I mean, shit, you might get pulled over and give them the fake ID and you just pray to God that they don't fucking know that's not you.
Right.
That's only ever happened one time though. And I did not get caught and I never did that
shit. You gave the cop a fake ID and he didn't know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's amazing. Was that out of state ID?
Yeah. I was in Atlanta. It was a Florida ID.
I used to be friends with a dude who would just make fake IDs for people for like a business. And he would take all the identities of the people that we went to high school with. And he would use those to make fake IDs for everybody.
That's lit.
It was pretty lit, to be totally honest.
I don't know. Fake IDs, though, like, I be using my friend fake ID. I don't even have no fake ID.
All right, what are you, 20?
No. My birthday coming up.
You're about to be 21?
19.
19, holy shit. You're very grown for your age.
That's what a lot of people say. I just be chilling though. I don't know. I just had to grow up young. A lot of people did. It just depend on the path you take. Either you just gonna stay doing whatever you do, feeling like, you know, I don't know. Like, people just take their struggle in the wrong way and handle it differently.
Right.
I was like, fuck that. I'm tired of living in Clay County. I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of having a jug. I'm tired of having a trap. I'm tired of all this shit.
Who's from Clay County? Is it Waka?
Yeah, Waka.
Waka, because I'm just, like, trying to remember who I always heard shout that out.
Yeah, Waka Flock from Clay County.
So he was a big blood influence on you?
No. He did hit me up, though, when I first was rapping, when I first dropped my first song.
Really? And he showed love?
Yeah, he followed me. Yeah, he followed me, showed me love. This one guy was trying to get me to do a, not an interview, but, like, sit down with him on some A&R type shit.
Uh-huh. And Waka said no?
No, he wanted to do it.
Oh, okay.
I was just too busy. Like, when I first started rapping, I was still broke. You know, I was still having to do shit that I didn't need to be doing.
What were you doing to make money when you first started?
I was just jugging, trapping, you know, like scamming the cards and all of that shit.
Really? You were with the cards?
Yeah, but that shit is a dub. Like, that shit really come back to you.
Really?
Yeah, all that scamming shit, scamming people, innocent people out their money.
I feel so lucky that I did all the scamming when I was young and I never got caught.
Yeah, never getting caught, but that shit, I should have turned back on you.
I didn't get caught because I was doing it in 2003, where it was really hard to catch people for that shit. I assume it's really easy to get caught now.
Yeah, it's easy now, but I ain't never get caught off that shit. I was going in T-Mobile with a fake ID, buying 10 phones with a fake card, fake ID, having to memorize the birthday, the date, the social security, the expiration date on the ID within one day.
I remember I went into like KB Toys or some shit and I bought like 10 Xboxes and I was explaining that we were having a party for my little sister and that I needed 10 Xboxes because we were going to give one to every person. It might not have been Xbox. I forgot what system it was at the time.
Probably like Nintendo or some shit.
But I was having so much fun with it, just lying and like making up a reason why I would have to buy something that, like, why the fuck would anybody have to buy that?
It's crazy because, like, if you look at the deeper version of it, or like if you really like go deep into it, that shit reflects your personality. You have to be such a good liar that, you know, you fuck around, start really lying in real life. You know, like, lie to your parents because, you know, where are you getting this money from? My mama never even knew I did any of this. If she ever watched this interview, it's her first time knowing that I used to scam, sell drugs. Well, she knew I was selling drugs at her house one time, but I don't think she really knew it was me. Like,
what kind of drugs?
Process it was me. Gas.
Okay.
Some weed.
Selling weed in Atlanta is still a viable hustle?
Yes. You can send, you're making money if you send in packs. Really anywhere.
Sending packs to Atlanta from here? Or
I'm not talking about no little ass zip.
Yeah, people talking about selling weed, it's kind of, or even when people talk about selling pills, it's like, you're selling like one pill at a time. You're selling 20 pills in a day. I don't give a fuck. That's not no money.
Right. I mean, depend how much you buy the bottle for, how many pills come in the bottle, and what you're selling the pills for.
True.
You can tax on a perk. You can fuck around selling a perk for $12, $13.
Really?
In Atlanta, perks are being done heavy.
Really?
Yes.
Are there crazy press pill problems out there, too?
It's definitely fake. It's fake pills in Atlanta. I think I've encountered more fake pills here, though.
Really?
Yeah, I think I sold fake Xan.
You're an expert at spotting them?
Yeah, I can spot a fake pill.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. I know how to. Let me stop looking like a crackhead.
No, that's an important skill to have, though. I'm not going to lie, I follow this fool on Twitter. His name is DJ Dabs, but it's like his account is called Fake Lean Buster. And all day, people just tweet pictures of bottles and of them pouring up and shit and ask him if it's real. And like a huge percentage of the time, they sent pictures of all their pills and he's like, nope, fake.
Fake, lean, all of that.
Yeah.
I was definitely like, if I wasn't selling it, I was middleman, you know? I know who got the perks, you know? Oh, you need some? Okay. Go tell my partner, okay, well, they need 20 perks. You gonna break me off? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. It'll play like that, too.
So was there a moment where you had to be like, fuck it, I'm a rapper now. I'm not doing any of this bullshit anymore?
No. Like, if my big homie or one of my brothers call me right now, like, oh, we got to go do some shit. I'm masking up, strapped up. I'm with it.
Masking up.
Yeah, like, that shit don't really change. You're not, when you involved and shit like this. This is for life. You don't get to just say, oh, I'm famous. I left that in the past.
Right.
It doesn't make you negative, but you just, it's like an oath, you know, like, I'm from, like, my boyfriend gangbanged too. I'm pretty sure if one of his partners hit him up, like, oh, we sliding, we got some shit to do. He's on it.
But you're still around that element even though you're out in LA all the time now?
I mean, I still get called with, like, problems, but not really no, like, going to war type shit.
Because we were growing up, like, if you're saying, like, all your uncles were with that and everything, that's got to be, like, a big part of what sort of has you wrapped up in it is that your actual family is in it.
I'm talking about my family, my big homies, my, you know, my brothers. In the game, you call them blooders. You know, they're my blooders. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're still in Atlanta, still in Clay County, still in the streets.
Right.
You know, still at the trap.
Mm-hmm.
Still jugging. I show love, though, to all my homies, though. You know, fuck around. Like, I just sent my homeboy, you know, some money the other day. He needed some money. Like, okay, I got you. I'd rather give you this 100 before you go take it from somebody.
Right.
I'm looking out like that.
You're going to take care of the whole neighborhood if you really blow up?
Yeah, I want to do shit for my community.
Mm.
I want to do big shit for my community. Like, give back to the schools, all of that. I went to River's Edge Elementary School. And
you said Riverdale?
River's Edge.
Okay.
River's Edge Elementary.
Because I was thinking about Walker going, Riverdale.
Riverdale, that's down Terra Boulevard.
Okay.
We have a big-ass boulevard. You can pass Fayetteville, Henry County, Morrow, Riverdale, all in one boulevard.
So I always think it's kind of funny because Riverdale was also, you're way too young. You're not going to know what Archie is, right?
No.
The old comic book, old comic strip thing that was in the newspaper, and that was the town they were from was Riverdale.
Mm-mm.
Really, I'm really dating myself by bringing up fucking Archie. God, that's probably the worst, oldest, most old man-ass thing I ever said on here.
That's why I was talking shit. You talking about I bought Xbox. I'm like, no, you probably bought some Nintendos for that whole party.
I don't even remember what it was, but it must have been, it was before Xbox, yeah.
Nah, but like, I mean, obviously, you know, people say, oh, gangs are lame, you know, but like, it's a family at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I can fall back on any of them. Even if they're struggling, they're going to help me. It's just love, you know, like, it's a family. You know, you have your own beef with, you know, sometimes it's beef within the set that that's easily squashed.
Mm-hmm.
It's shit like, you just got to fight it out.
Is it where you feel like you're pretty real, but there's a ton of fucking girls out there rapping who are basically just reciting a bunch of bullshit? Is that how it feels?
That shit is like, that shit hella weird to me. That you could rap about
bunch of shit you never did.
Gangsta ass shit. I don't know. I didn't. There's some bitches out here who rapping about it. They ain't doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't doing nothing. I know that if I got some real beef with a bitch, I'm not saying nothing on the internet. Just when I see you, I see you. I'm not ever doing no internet nothing. I'm not hiding from nobody either.
Definitely.
When I'm in Atlanta, you gonna know I'm in Atlanta. When I'm in LA, you gonna know I'm in LA. When I'm in Florida, you gonna know I'm in Florida. When I'm in Texas, you know I'm in Texas.
Mm.
And that's just that.
Did you have a boyfriend when we did the interview last time too?
No.
Oh, so this is a new thing.
Yes.
How's that going?
It's good.
You're in love? Aww.
I'm sprung. Yeah, let's show.
I'm sprung. How'd that come about? What kind of dude is he?
He from Texas, Dallas, Texas.
A gentleman?
Yeah.
And a thug?
Yeah. What's that song 21 Savage say? I'm a savage. I'm
but
a savage
her, to I'm them, gentle. But that's real.
Yeah.
I'm a savage to these, but to her I'm gentle.
He keep me real like secluded. Mm. Like, you know, he quick to say, I don't know, like when you have a boyfriend, they see shit from the outside.
Mm.
He can know when, like, a bitch finna do some grimy shit or just want a girl, like, somebody I'm trying to be cool with or give chances to, he'll be like, you're doing too much. Like, you gotta relax.
Mm. He's older than you?
No.
Oh. Same age?
He finna be 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's more gangster, you or him?
Man, shot up some shit in Texas for South by Southwest.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Sounds like a lunatic.
Nah, he's just with the shits. You're not going. And he's going 30 by me too, and vice versa.
Really?
Yeah.
He's had
so
a
like,
heels
let's
for
say,
you?
Let's say you tried some shit right now. He's pressing the issue.
Really?
Right now. Live.
With me?
Yeah.
If I said something disrespectful?
disrespectful, out of line.
Like when I asked you if you became a blood because of 6ix9ine?
No, I don't know shit like that.
That just popped into my head, and I'm like, oh my God, this is such a good troll. Such a good troll.
I knew you were going to say some shit. Actually, that's crazy, because when I was thinking about it at home, I'm like, I know he's going to say some shit about 6ix9ine, what I'm going to say. And I'm going to say he was doing shit all for his homies that was on the blog, posted up with him when he first dropped Gummo. So, of course, they riding for him. Yeah, if we blood, he blood too.
Let me just throw this out there, though. I was just interviewing this dude, Big Kaz, who's like fucking old school, rolling 60s crib. He's been around forever, and he was talking about how back in the day, he was so serious about his shit that he had like an offer from a record label to sign with his record label for a shitload of money, and they basically were like a little bit affiliated with the Bloods. He was like, nah, can't do it. Like, he said that like basically he just... It's been hard for him to even get into the mentality of Crips and Bloods being able to be cool with each other, because for him growing up, that was just impossible.
I don't have no Crip homies.
Really?
No. I have my big homie has Crip homies, but I don't have, now that I think about it, I don't have no Crip homies. Like, I remember I met this one girl at a Halloween party, and I was in Cruella DeVille for Halloween. I was Bruella DeVille. I had a red flag on everything. I went to Diddy's Halloween party.
Wow, I was there too with Pump.
Yeah, Pump.
Did I see?
Yeah, we saw each other.
Yeah. I was fucked up. Shout out to Lean.
She was
and Chris Brown. I met Chris Brown there.
Yep, Chris Brown.
Speaking
was
of
there.
Bloods.
Everybody was there, really.
Oh yeah, it was insane.
It was a fun party though.
That was good.
That was like one of my like big famous first parties.
And I actually really regret, because at one point somebody offered me ecstasy and I said no, and instead I went home at like 4 a.m. But if I had like taken the ecstasy and stayed up, then they like went and like they went to YG's house, they did all kinds of crazy shit. That if I had done the drugs, then I'd been able to stay up. Instead I was off the juice, falling asleep at 4.
It was hella fun. But anyways, this bitch was talking about I met her at this Halloween party, and you know, I was just, you know, being on my blood shit. I'm always dolo, really. I just had my personal photographer, Sophie. And she was like trying to be funny, like on some Crip shit. I'm like, oh, you Crip? Oh, what's your set? What you bang? Oh, nah, it's just my family's affiliated. I'm like, so you not Crip? I'm like, she like, no. I'm like, okay, so don't talk about no Crip shit around me, because that's not how we moving, you know? And I just, we never talked again.
Really, it's weird, because it's kind of like nowadays all the gang stuff, people treat it like a joke. People are
like
always
like a joke.
You know?
That shit is so fucking whack. Like, it's, I don't think like people understand the seriousness of it and everything you do behind it. Right. You know, like it's, people think it's lame because, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know. It doesn't seem lame to me, so I can't even process why they think it's lame.
Right.
But it's at the end of the day, we a family. And it's so serious. I done pressed bitches about it plenty of times.
The Bloods must love you for actually taking it serious, though, you know?
Yeah, my big homies. And you see, you go all down my Instagram, you're going to know I'm Blood.
Right. What, from the comments and shit, or just how you're repping?
I'm always going. You feel me? Everybody going to know.
What if Blueface hit you up and asked you for a feature?
I'm asking my big homie first. Because shoot. You know, you never know what it could turn into.
Right. There you go.
You feel me?
Let's talk about the music a little bit. You got, like, tons of videos out. You're doing good. Views are up. Everything like that. Where do you see yourself in terms of where you're at in your career and where you need to go?
I'm just being patient, really. My manager's just dealing with everything. I did a mixtape with Pyrex. I don't know if you know who that is. He's a big producer in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We have a tape. He produced it. So that's just in the vault, really. I have hella songs. I have hella music, hella videos. We just waiting for the right time, you know? It's all strategy. It's either luck or strategy.
Strategy.
Or strategy.
Yeah, me kind of confused. I just want to say it to make sure that what actually strategy. That word was what I thought it was.
Like, that's either all it is. Either you a industry plant, luck, or strategy.
So which one are you? Your strategy?
Yes.
Okay.
Nobody was like, you have the image. We finna give you this much money, and we finna make you look a certain way, and we finna make people believe something, and you're gonna blow up. We know it.
The industry plant thing is kind of real these days.
Definitely, very real. People be surprised. It's like, especially when you're in the industry, you know, it's easy to take somebody. It's so easy. You have so much money, so much, you know, people working behind you. Easy to blow you up.
Mm.
But I mean, shit, you got to have it too. You know, you can't just be anybody. You have to blow up. Like, right. You have to have it. It's people who are still have so much money, have a label behind them, and still just not going nowhere.
Do you ever feel like you need that label cosign to really do what you want to do in the industry or whatever? Do you feel like it ever holds you back that you haven't officially like aligned yourself with somebody?
You said what?
Like, just the fact that you haven't actually signed or that you don't have this like big major cosign, like, do you feel like that kind of in a way might hold you back from accomplishing what you feel like you really can long term in the industry?
No, not at all. Like, a cosign don't matter at the end of the day. Like, you could do it. I did it. I had no money. And I still was, you know, somebody believed in me, gave me a video, and that's all it took.
Mm.
You know? And then Gio believing in me. It's going to be people who going to fall behind you when they see it, and they see you want it.
Yeah.
When I found out I got on World Star, I was crying.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, this is for real.
Yeah.
I really spoke this shit and, like, I really manifested this shit. I was in a dark place before I dropped my video. I thought I was never going to get out of it.
Really?
Yeah, getting out of a bad, unhealthy, toxic-ass relationship. My mama was locked up. My mama just got out of jail not too long ago.
Really? Is she proud of what you're doing?
She's my number one fan.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Number one fan.
She know everything about me. Looks up everything. She's going to see this interview and she's going to be like,
well, hi, mom.
What the fuck?
I'm just trying to be down with the moms, you know?
My shit. She going to come to L.A. soon. She just went to vacation.
How old is she?
She's not going.
No? Okay.
She's going to be like, fuck wrong with you.
So if I hit her up, she's not going to be feeling this. She's going to be like, no, you got spikes in your hoodie. Get away from me.
No, she's going to be like, I need to see the whole interview.
Mm.
She's very involved.
She's going to think we cut some shit out.
Yes. She's going to want to know everything.
Mm.
She sent me some type of somebody remixing my song. She's like, I don't think they should be doing that. I'm like, we can't control somebody remix the song. Like,
that's super funny.
She's super involved, though.
Do you have like a project coming out that you're working on, or is it more about just doing the videos one at a time?
It's a project, videos, tour, hella more interviews. All of that is going to
be... Whoops. That's really the problem with me having this on the table, is that that might happen.
I mean, at least it was that and not that.
God, right? Can you imagine if I dropped coffee all over this brand new mixer? God, that would suck.
And then our whole interview just shit again.
I hope that it would still be saved. One time a dog peed all over the table in the middle of an interview. D Savage.
That's your dog's name?
No, D Savage was doing an interview, and he had a little dog. It's... Piss,
I'm hella ugly. Talking about that's your dog's name.
Imagine I had a dog named D Savage.
I'm like, why you name your dog that?
I like that idea though, to give like a dog like a rapper name. Shout out D Savage. That is my dog though. But not an actual dog. He's watching this right now laughing his ass off, I bet.
Who?
D Savage. You don't know who that is?
Uh-uh.
You ain't been in LA long enough. Mm-mm. Mm. He's a blood, though, so you guys might get along.
He's a what?
He's a blood.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I know about a lot, most of bloods.
He's from L.A. He was born with it, probably. I don't know.
You're so funny. You be saying shit like you don't even be knowing for sure.
I don't know shit.
You just be talking.
I'm just trying to fit in.
I don't know who that is, though. I don't know really a lot of people. You should check him out.
He's lit. Who do you listen to?
Of course, me.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Two Tone.
That's his name?
That's his name, right.
Okay.
Let's see. Everything Guala, Slimecito.
Mm.
Shit. Females, I fuck with Nicki hard.
You're more of a Nicki head than a Cardi head.
It's not really no, like, more and more. I'll turn up to a Barty song. Okay. I'll turn up to a Nicki song. Let's see. Shit, I be just listening to some shit. I fuck with Tyler Creator.
You listen to that new project? I didn't listen to it yet, but I'm trying to get on it.
Peaceful as fuck.
I gotta listen to it.
It's great. A great album.
Normally I listen to music in my car, but I've been trying not to drive that much right now because I need an oil change.
Got to get that.
I don't want to fuck my shit up.
Don't, yeah. Because, you know, bitches be riding till the wheels fall off.
Oh, God. That's so disgusting. Girls are disgusting.
When I had my car, my shit used to stop at red lights, turn off.
Really?
And I used to have to just sit there, wait, turn it back on, and zoom off.
One time I was talking to somebody who was a janitor at, like, a college, this, like, huge college building, and he told me that the girls' rooms are, like, 100 times nastier. Like, the women's shared bathrooms are so much more disgusting than the men's rooms.
I don't know if I can believe that.
He told me that girls would take their tampons and just mush them into the wall and shit.
That's disgusting. That I like would beat a bitch up. Right. If I seen a bitch do that, I'm smacking the shit out of
her. He said that, and I've had it like scarred into my brain ever since.
That's nasty.
This was years ago.
I'm a clean freak. I wake my boyfriend up every day. I'm like, get up and clean.
Get up and clean?
Nah, really, he just be watching me, and he'll come help me clean.
You're really into cleaning?
Yes, I clean my house every day.
Right.
It's crazy, honestly. I need to get some help.
We have a cleaning lady that comes in every like week or two, and I'm going to be honest. It's like, I take it for granted so hard now. I don't think I could ever live without it.
Hey, I just got a cleaning lady. Her name is Ellie. Shout out, Ellie.
Really?
Yeah. My apartment, one room, one bathroom, one walk-in closet, kitchen, living room. So it took her like kind of all day, but I was like relaxed. Because it takes all day to clean my house if I want to, like, deep clean it, mm-hmm. which I'll be trying to do too much. It'll take my whole day away.
Yeah.
So I had her pull up, and my boyfriend was trying to take the trash out while she was there. I'm like, I'm paying her to do this. Don't take the trash out.
Earlier, I dropped a little part of a sandwich on the ground, and I just looked at it, and I'm like, I'm not eating that. And then I realized that if this was in my house, that I probably would eat it, because my house feels like it's so clean that if I dropped something on the ground, I wouldn't be that disgusted by it. But the ground here, not so much.
Hey, when it's your house, you do whatever you want in that hole.
Right.
Because only you know what go down in it.
That's true.
I don't think I've ever been to your house. I remember Nobody's I went to a party. I went to a party, and it was your party, or it was Lena's party.
Really?
Yeah, I got a video of her twerking.
When was this?
Her birthday?
Her birthday.
Or I don't
was
know.
It like super late at night after the club or something?
Yes, it really? Was. Yeah, and all the YouTubers put up to the strip club.
Oh, that
you
night?
Had hella
when we had the whole house. Holy shit, I was so fucked up. I forgot that you were there.
Yeah, I was there.
Holy shit, that's crazy.
That was the first time I met her.
I really, really should have had security at that party. There was so much fuck shit that both happened.
Really? I did. I left. It was getting kind of like,
I mean, we went to the strip club, and then we brought hella fucking strippers back to the house. And
oh yeah, it was hella shit going on upstairs.
Yeah.
And I remember, man, she started tripping on you because you had did some shit without her. She was like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah, I was getting headed from a friend in the bathroom. I was so fucked up, I forgot that I wasn't supposed to do that.
Oh my, I remember, bro. And she was turning up on everybody. Everybody was like, oh my god, leave Lena alone.
She was cool about it like right after, but yeah, she was mad as fuck for a minute.
Like, don't fucking do that, Adam. What the fuck? Why would you do that without me? You don't have to be in the room.
That was actually like in the vlog too, so everybody got to see a part of that. God,
I remember watching.
I'm so messy.
If that was me, I would have had to beat my friend up and like been cool, just have to dap it off, you know?
I mean, we fucked that girl like mad times together. That's the homie.
That's the homie. Never. I'm not. I'm
You're
too.
You don't get down like that.
I'm too, like, mm-mm.
No, that's understandable. Most women would probably agree with that.
I don't know, like.
You're young.
It seemed cool, you know?
You'll get old and perverted, too.
That's too. It seemed fun. Just right now, it just.
Yeah.
I'll fight. I'm ready to fight.
One day you'll be 30 and just shit, nothing matters anymore. Like, eh, suck his dick, fuck it. I'm gonna clean the house.
Tell mom I'm gonna clean the house.
Nah, but you're gonna be like Cardi B level by your like 30, so it's like you're gonna be like.
Oh, my 30s? Like, but like 20, like early 20s.
Nah, like by the time you're 30, you'll still be like riding it out though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why I'm not rushing my shit, you know? Cause it's like people was trying to be like successful, rich tomorrow.
Mm.
They're not really trying to like be somebody. I'm trying to be in the industry long term on some Nicki shit, Chris Brown shit, Lil Wayne shit, you know?
So you're not super pressed to like blow up tomorrow?
No, not at all. Sometimes I be feeling like I need to or I'm gonna run out of time.
Mm.
But then it's just like you have a whole 24 hours ahead of you.
That's really important. Stay the course, keep going, and don't blow your shit up because it ain't working fast enough, you know?
Right. It's no point. Like, I'm not rushing nothing. You have to get to a certain point of like in your mind to understand that, because people just want to be big the next day.
Definitely.
You're not supposed to rush your success.
I have so many conversations with people who are like starting brands and they've been doing it for like a month and they're like, I just feel like my shit's never going to blow up and stuff. And I'm like, you realize that I'm 35 and you only known who I am for the past couple of years, right?
Like, you've been doing this shit.
It's not supposed to blow up right away. You're supposed to take time. Like, I thought I was doing my thing like 10 years ago too. And in retrospect, I wasn't, but you know, I was trying.
And it's nothing more the feeling better when it's authentic, you know, when it's not forced.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, I did this shit on my own. You know, there's people who help me and people, you know, who get placed in your life for a reason, you know, and it helps build you. But at the end of the day, I did this, you know.
Definitely.
Like, it's crazy. Brazy.
Brazy. You want to go take a picture in front of the big red wall out there?
Yeah.
Always lit then.
I didn't even know it was a big red wall out there.
We did. We painted it red just for you.
You want to be in the picture?
Yeah.
Okay, bet.
I'm not going to be all woo-woo, though.
So woo?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it safe.
You know what? I think it's time to ask you some questions.
Hit me.
How long you been rapping for?
Not I.
Who helped you blew up?
Xavier Wolf, Puya, XXXTentacion, Lil Pump.
Long live. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. A lot of young boys, really.
Let's see what else. I got some shit for you. Who you beefing with in the industry?
Some fucker.
Why you always be having somebody baby mama in this bitch?
I just did 6ix9ine's baby mama. That's
you always have somebody baby mama. I watched that one you did with Celine Powell.
That
shit
funny.
Was hilarious.
So good, right?
She was like, just talking her shit. She was so funny. I watched the whole interview, my best friend.
So many people have hit me up being like, I've never watched a whole podcast, but I watched the whole hour and a half of that bitch.
I watched the whole, like, she was just hilarious.
So funny.
Whether you believed it or not, she was just so nonchalant, so funny. Like, she didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
She was talking about hella shit.
That was like one, and everybody thought it was so funny because I was just like calling her a piece of shit the whole time.
Like, you was dog walking the fuck out of her.
Dog walking.
She was like, I don't care, Adam. I want to be with little Zen. I'm like, girl.
Dude, you should have seen it. Lil Xan walked in and her eyes just lit up. Like, oh, I'm gonna fuck you for clout. This
a
is gonna
rapper.
Be great. Yeah.
A new rapper to fuck on.
Insane.
She was hilarious though. So funny. She's super funny. She feel like, I wonder what she like. Is that what she like in real life? That was like.
Yeah. To be honest, like I can't. I've never seen the real version of her. She tried to follow me into the bathroom right before we did the interview.
Oh no!
I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm like, I know you think I'm like just kidding, but no, I'm not fucking you.
Oh my god! You think your girlfriend would have beat her up?
My girlfriend would be like, there's probably no girl on earth though. My girlfriend would be more mad about me fucking than Selena Powell just because like I sent my girl the screenshots of the text from Selena Powell being like, oh, you got a girlfriend, but you don't really have a girlfriend. Like, come on. Like, just
that's
like
ugly.
Straight out just asking me to fuck. And like, I said it to my girlfriend, not because she'd be mad. Just be like, yo, look at this. This is insane. Yeah.
Lena should have pulled up on her that day.
She did. She showed up randomly and Selena was here and Selena dipped out like fucking 30 seconds later. My girl's not like, she would never fight a girl, really.
She wouldn't.
She's not.
She looked like the type. She looks strong as fuck.
She works out a lot, but she's not really confrontational like that. She hates messy shit. She can't stand it. Like, every time she's ever clapped back at somebody on Twitter or whatever, she ends up regretting it and, like, being all pissed off at herself.
Well, tell her one ball, that's all. She can call me.
Really?
I'll pull up and fight for her.
I don't know if I want you being friends with my girlfriend. I don't want her to be fucking Bloody Lena tomorrow.
Bloody Lena.
Putting out a tape.
She can be walking through the house like, whoop.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to avoid.
I'm going to just give her a nice red bandana and be like, you gotta come to Atlanta now and fight 59 seconds.
My girlfriend listens to like Smash Mouth and shit.
Bro, that interview was hella funny though. That was one for the books.
That was classic content. All right, we crossed the hour mark, which is way longer than the other interview would have been. So I guess we got more in depth.
We just
chit chat.
We not, you know, the interview, it is what it is.
No, it was great. I had a great time. I appreciate you coming through. Sorry for making you wait 4 months. You got mascara in your hand, too.
It's lip gloss.
Lip gloss.
I ain't even wear it.
Really?
Yeah. This shit costs too much.
Let's go do our makeup. Fuck it.
But, yeah, thanks for having me. That sounded ugly. Let me sound more, like, happy. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this. I actually want to do this more than the exposed.
Really? It's, yeah, I agree. I'm actually going to Snapchat you just sitting there with the red rag because it looks cool. If that's all right.
This is brim.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask Trippy.
Some people think it's gang. Yeah, Trippy Brim. He fine on Brim.
I know. The first time I met him, he said that. Actually, the first time Trippy ever came here, we had like so many fucking Crips in the back, and it was odd.
That's funny.
They looked into his history though, and they decided that they were cool. It was a thing.
Hey, that's the whole, yeah. He went in the same set.
Ohio.
Yeah, you know he's from Ohio though. Mm. I'm from Glen County.
Gotcha. Virginia. All right, but, Latina. Appreciate you.
Just got the stack real quick for your shit.
Mm-hmm. Just throw up the set. Throw up the set.
Free my homie Swill. Free all the bros, though.
Free Swill.
Shout out to Gang.
Gang.
Gang, gang.
No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Go check Blatina out, too, on streaming services and YouTube, Instagram, all that.
Blatina.
Just like that.
Blatina.
Facts.
Blood, Tina.
Pow.